All right, so let's launch in with Abominominous. So this is a funny song, and it's very much tongue-in-cheek, but I only got that from reading the lyrics. If I'd had to try and figure it out from the kind of marble mouth performance, I wouldn't have gotten it, you know, and same with that Paula Cole sample. But it's kind of amazing how they got that sample to sound so very, very much like a flute.
Yeah.
So whatever they did there, very interesting. And the song is interesting, and it's not a bad song, but the vocal performance makes it pretty much unintelligible. And having said that, the song does seem a little one note and a little kind of directionless for me, so it didn't rank very high.
I like the overall feeling of the song. I like the fuzzed out bass. And I thought the mumbly but funny lyrics were much more intelligible once I read them. You know, once I read them, I could kind of make them out as they were going, and that made it a little bit more enjoyable for me. But I agree, without the lyrics, I would have been lost. And yeah, I do like how he altered that vocal sample so it sounded like a flute, almost like Paula Cole is singing her vocals through the flute, sort of like she's in Jethro Tull or something. I didn't really like it at first, but it grew on me. Good use of the title. I like the Color Me Quickly refrain being about people for whatever inexplicable reason rush to get all tatted up. And I feel like the lyrics were more cohesive this time around than some of his previous songs, which were more word salad. Although they maintain some of that character that I found so appealing in the previous songs. But the unintelligibility of the lyrics I think will be a problem for some. And, you know, clearer and louder would have really helped.